Shabbos and the last days of this month, this holy month of Tishrei, as we begin learning once again from the Sefer Torah. I'd like to begin with a thought regarding Vayrei Mi'orei Ha'esh. As you all know, this is a bracha that we make in Havdalah every Matzai Shabbos, Vayrei Mi'orei Ha'esh, based on the Medrash of this week's parasha, that on Matzai Shabbos, when the world grew dark for the first time, Adam Arishan Hikish Ra'afim Zeh B'Zeh V'Yotza'or, he rubbed stones together and for the very first time discovered that it could create fire. And in praise to the Rabbi Nishalayim, he said the bracha, Bayrei Me'ayrei Ha'esh, and we do that as well because it took place on Matzai Shabbos. The question we'd like to ask is, why is this in the middle of Havdalah? It seems to be a hefsek in Havdalah. It has nothing to do with the Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chayil. It's just coincidental that the first time the world grew dark was on Matzai Shabbos, and on that first day, Adam discovered he could create fire. And therefore, it happened on Matzai Shabbos. Why in the world does it have to do with Havdalah? This is something which needs explanation. Why isn't it a hefsek in Havdalah? Why is it part of Havdalah? And let us try to understand. Let's ask ourselves another question. Adam was created on Friday, on the sixth day of creation. The first Shabbos, there was no darkness, which means that Adam experienced close to 36 hours of light before the world turned dark. Why didn't Adam HaRishon say a bracha of praise for light during those 36 hours? After all, the light that lights up the world, certainly the aura of Gan Eden, and even after Adam was banished from Gan Eden, the aura of the world is certainly greater than the aura, the light that can come from two stones that are rubbed together. Why didn't Adam HaRishon praise the aura earlier? And the answer is a very simple yitzayit in life. Leka hakara al davar, ela in kain misuka liyos avod mimenu. A person doesn't appreciate anything unless he feels the danger of losing it. Only then does he see the great gift that he has. It's that way in life in general. Only a person who had to have surgery and was threatened with an inability to walk properly can later appreciate the gift of walking. Only a person, lo yaleinu, who is in danger of losing his sight, will then appreciate sight. For everyone else, people take it for granted. And so Adam was created in a world that had light. No bracha. It got dark. After it got dark, Adam was able to create fire, and then he appreciated it. Then he said, Bayrei Mi'orei Ha'esh, now I appreciate light. And so the Bayrei Mi'orei Ha'esh is something of significance. It's telling us that something as beautiful as light, as essential as light, is not appreciated until one is in danger of, God forbid, losing it. Then Adam appreciated even the small amount of light he was able to create himself. This idea is really the side of Matzai Shabbos. The holiness of Shabbos is going away. Leka hakara al davar, elam came misuka and liyasavad mimenu. A person who experiences Kedusha Shabbos, and sees it leaving, such a person can try to sense that he needs the Shabbos. He can sense the hamavdil bein kodesh l'chayil, the loss of Shabbos. A person like that can try to rub stones together and bring back light or bring back Kedusha, whatever it is that he needs. That's the idea of Havdalah. On the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Mayafu Pa'amayich Bana'olim Basnediv, the Balei Trush say this refers to Ne'ila. The end of the Yomim Le'ilam. Mayafu Pa'amayich Bana'olim Basnediv. How beautiful are your steps when you walk away from the Ilam, or by the Olim, when you put on your shoes after Yom Kippur. How do you walk away from Yom Kippur? How do you walk away from the Yomim HaKadosh? That sense, that ability That's the whole idea of Havdalah, of recognizing something on Matzai Shabbos. I wrote up a beautiful minik in Bells that at Mincha and Simchas Torah, the Gabbai gives a clap and announces it's the last Shmeina Esra of the Halakhetek. The last opportunity to have a Shmeina Esra in the holy days of Shoshana Yom Kippur and Yom Tov. The Bali Musar had a different minik. In the Musi Yeshivas, they would give a clap at Mariv on Mitzvah Simchas Torah. And they would announce it's the first Shemina Esrei after the Yamim Nairaim. It's the first Shemina Esrei Shochel. My Yafel Parmaev by Na'olim Bas Nadiv. Appreciate one that's slipping away. Appreciate that which you have had for these number of weeks and try to make it stick. So it's a beautiful idea in the Bayrei, the Yairei Ha'esh of every Matzai Shabbos. The idea of a human being appreciating something only when he's in danger of losing it. Let's move on to a second thought. Bereshis bara Elokim es haShemayim ve'es haOretz. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Oretz is earth. Adama is earth. We find that for Eretz Yisrael, the name Eretz is used. And for Chutz La'aretz, the name Adama. That Shekinesis HaGdailah was set up the brachas. Set on the bracha on the Shiva Minim that grow in Eretz Yisrael, a bracha al Haaretz. On the growth that grows everywhere, the bracha is Bayret Pri Adama, which grows from the earth. The difference between the words Adama, earth, and Eretz, earth, is explained in the Ksaba HaKabbalah in Devarim, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Adama is earth, from the Sheirish of Daim, or Daimim, something which sits still, which doesn't move, stays in one place, that's earth. Gidmu Ka'evan, or Evan Daimim, that idea, that concept. The name Eretz is totally different. It comes from the Sheirish of Rots, of running, constantly moving, constantly running. The Ksava Kabbalah explains that the earth is always moving. It's always moving on its axis, rotating on its axis. It's always moving around the sun. The idea of the movement of the earth was known to Chazal, as he brings on the Mechilta in Vayikra Yud. The movement of the earth. And for that we understand that there's earth, which is Daime, which is still, and there's earth, which symbolizes the constant movement of human beings, the constant movement of all of creation. In the Eretz Yisrael is Ratz, that's the desirable name, the name we want. Once you think about it, and you look around the world, you'll see that everything is moving. Everything in nature is in constant movement and constant flux. Things don't stay in one place. Look at the sea is in constant movement, never stands still. Look at the heavens, the stars are constantly moving, the sun and the moon are in constant movement. Look at the animals in the forest, they don't sit still. They're constantly moving. Even you go out, you see the birds, out here in the city looking for food, they'll find a loaf of bread and peck at it for a few minutes, and then fly elsewhere. What are they doing? They're only looking for food. Why don't they stay at this loaf for 2 or 3 days till they finish it? The answer is that in a healthy nature, there's constant movement. Everything is moving. The air is moving. The sea is moving. The planet is moving. Everything is in constant flux, ruts. The whole Bria is moving. Oh, turn over the earth and you'll see that there are constant creatures, worms in constant movement. Fish within the arm, constantly moving. Why are the fish all over the place? Look at an aquarium. Why don't they just sit down in the corner? Where are they going? It's in the nature for things to move. Chutz La'aretz, we give a name, Adama, it's earth. Adam comes from Adama. He likes to sit still. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows the Nishmas Chaim into Adam and turns him into a human being who can move. Movement. Movement is what success in this world is all about. Nothing exists by being stagnant. Everything succeeds by constant movement. Plants have to to grow, the animals, the fish, everything is in constant movement. Anything that's healthy moves. Things that are sick stand still. Realize that. And today, in the understanding of subatomic particles, how amazing the world is. It's a world of movement, a very small amount of mass. Everything is moving. Even the desk that looks like it's standing still is truly moving. Everything in Bria is in constant movement. This is important. Ruts move. As Gemara says in Erevin, we tell a lazy person, Leich el nomel otzel. Lazy man, Leich el nomel, go to the nomelim. Go to the ants and look at them. They don't stand still. We too have to be in constant movement to serve Hashem. The Yetzer says stay still. Stay in bed. Stay sitting at the table and reading the newspaper. Stay sitting in your couch. Human beings don't belong sitting on the couch and closing their eyes. When you go to sleep, you go to sleep. And when you're up, you do what you have to do. What an appropriate message for a Thursday. Tonight we begin the second parak of Avodah Zarah. Be at Mishmar. Lech Olamol Otzel. Lazy man, look at the ants. Look at everything in creation. It's all moving. And you're standing still. And today we think of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, once again, our enemies stand up against us. Eretz Yisrael, it's called Eretz, it's Rots. There are countries in the world that are daiming. They sit still and peaceful. There's a constant bliss and peacefulness. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, things that are important, things that are significant are in movement. And so too in Eretz Yisrael. There's constant movement, constant activity, a constant test of the appreciation Klal Yisrael has for Eretz Yisrael. Maybe this goes back to the first thought that I shared with you today. Leka ha'kara al dovar ella im kein mesuka liyeis avod mimenu. You want to recognize it. You have to know that you got to hold on to it. You have to put effort into holding on to it. Eretz Yisrael, it's ruts, constant movement. We have to participate in the movement. Every time we see activity in Eretz Yisrael, we have to increase our activity. Torah and tefillah. We have to abandon the Adama, the Daimim, in which we are mired, in which we are stuck, and become ruts and become people who move, a constant movement, an upward movement to serve the Rabbi Nishalayim. And so these are my two thoughts for Parshas Bereishis. A thought regarding Bayer Mere Ha'esh, and Iksava Kabbalah's beautiful thought regarding Eretz. Bereishis Barley came as the Shemayim as the Eretz. The Eretz moves, it rots, it doesn't stop. I'd like to end with a question for the week. At the end of this week's, at the beginning of this week's parasha, the word Bereishis, the Baal HaTurim says, Bereishis are the letters Aleph Tishrei. Beautiful. Tishrei Nivra Ha'ilam. If we assume the world was created at Tishrei, Bereishis are Oishyos Aleph Tishrei. This is a problem. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches explains that Bereishis was on the 25th day of El. The Ramban called the same way. Adam was created on Aleph Tishrei. Bereishis Barley Kimas HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz was not Aleph Tishrei. It's a Dover Pella. And it's not even possible to argue the point. Because all of our mathematical calculations for the Meilid, for the Mazalites, for the Tekufais, are all based on a creation that began on the 25th day of Elul. Thus, the Bereishis Gematria to Aleph Tishrei certainly needs some explanation. But for this week, my time on this year is up. I'm wishing everybody a meaningful Shabbos, a meaningful beginning to what we call the Vintersman, a meaningful sensitivity to what taking place in Eretz Yisrael, and our part in being doers, achievers, moving upward, and a good Shabbos to one and all.